It's a pleasure and honor for me to address this audience today. Addressing the annual high-level segment gives us an excellent opportunity to evaluate where we stand with current human rights agenda, as well as to identify objectives already fulfilled and those which are still ahead of us. Since its creation in 2006, the Human Rights Council has visibly grown up. The actions of the UN Principal Human Rights Intergovernmental Body confirm the genuine universality and indivisibility of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Council has successfully undergone its review after 5 years of its existence. As in every case, the room for improvement still exists. Recent experience shows that today's world is vulnerable to events in which the very basic human rights standards and principles are at risk. In those cases, we've been witnessing the Council's capacity to react to the most pressing human rights situations in a robust manner. Since its 20th session in July 2012, the Human Rights Council has adopted resolutions related to human rights situations in various geographical areas. It seems, however, that situation in certain parts of the world did not improve and raises matter of the most serious concern. Common effort of the international community is essential. The situation of the most vulnerable groups, in particular women, children, and socially disadvantaged, must be addressed as a matter of priority. In addition, our work is to be guided by the need for accountability and prevention of impunity. Let me, in this regard, underline as well that should the Council's mandate be implemented effectively, cooperative approach by all member states and their due respect are indispensable. The Universal Periodic Review, as a backbone of the Council's work, now moves to its second cycle. It has had an indisputable impact on states to advance in fulfilling their commitments vis-à-vis the international human rights obligations. Implementation of human rights standards starts at national level. This is simply a must. In this connection, the UPR process provided states with unique opportunity to make a deep review of their national human rights systems, to identify possible ways forward with a view to increase the level of promotion and protection of human rights. As regards my country, the process of preparation for the second examination ahead of the 18th UPR session is underway. Our particular focus is directed to the broadest possible involvement of civil society into this process. Even though our views on certain issues might be different, we share the same objectives, namely to further develop human rights system at national level. The array of the Human Rights Council special procedures provides for a mechanism to monitor both human rights country-specific situations and thematic areas of a diversified human rights family. Furthermore, it constitutes a valuable platform for supporting and assisting member states in fulfilling their international obligations. With this in mind, special procedures should be perceived from a positive perspective by states on a dialogue-based approach. Hence, it is our belief that an unconditional standing invitation for country visit should be considered as a universal norm. My country was one of the members of the consultative group in the Council's sixth cycle and thus had an excellent opportunity to provide contribution to new modalities of selection and appointment of mandate holders. Turning now to the UN treaty body strengthening process, it is obvious that current treaty body system is not sustainable due to the burden placed upon it. Slovakia commends the OHCHR for initiating and facilitating this process. We will work on the outcome that will bring enhanced capacity of treaty bodies to fulfill their mandates effectively and efficiently. At the same time, respect for the independence and the competencies of stakeholders involved must be fully ensured. Proposed long-term solutions should, in the first place, explore the use of existing internal resources, but not at the expense of quality of the work. We hope to have initial concrete proposals during the United Nations General Assembly session this year. The 2013 is the year of the 20th anniversary of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and her office. During these years, the OHCHR proved its relevance and firm engagement in promotion and protection of human rights worldwide. Slovakia is one of the countries that has actively contributed to the creation of the OHCHR, strongly supports its full autonomy and independence. In this regard, we deeply respect the commitment of the OHCHR towards the implementation of the very demanding mandate and oppose any attempts to establish any sort of OHCHR's intergovernmental micromanagement. At the same time, given its direct contact with the situation on the ground, we would like to see even deeper civil society's engagement in the Council's work, including in implementing its outcomes. Mr. President, Madam High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. In 2 days, we will celebrate the first anniversary of the opening for signature of the third optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on a Communications Procedure, the newest international United Nations instrument. It was indeed a pleasure for Slovakia to stand at the forefront of this initiative. Once again, I gladly use the opportunity to express my appreciation to all partners who contributed this objective to become a reality. Privileged to sign the treaty as the first United Nations member state in the very next room, we remain committed to the protocol's expeditious entry into force by ratifying the treaty, hopefully by the end of this year. We received with great pleasure the news of the deposit of the 10th ratification instrument of the optional protocol to the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights by Uruguay this month, allowing the instrument to become operational in May 2013. May I express my hope for a similar scenario with regard to the third optional protocol that would enable children whose rights have been violated to seek adequate redress through the submission of communication to the relevant UN treaty body, the Committee on the Rights of the Child. I'd like to assure you that my country's engagement in the field of children's rights has not been exhausted by finalizing the process of the adoption of the third optional protocol to the CRC. We continue to be firmly committed in this field. In this vein, our support will be targeted to the global campaign for its ratification, including through the recommendations of the UPR mechanism. Let me on this occasion briefly share with you our national experience related to national human rights institutional framework, which has recently undergone significant modifications. Since July 2012, the coordination of national human rights policies has been under the responsibility of the Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs. Implementation of these policies belongs within the competence of individual ministries. Our particular focus is dedicated to open dialogue with civil society. The genuine participative link is ensured through the Government's Council for Human Rights, National Minorities and Gender Equality. The ongoing preparation of the National Strategy for the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights will undoubtedly check the effectiveness of the current system. Mr. President, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. My country served its very first mandate as a member of the Human Rights Council between 2008 and 2011. Building on experience and credit we received during that time, Slovakia decided to submit its candidature to the Human Rights Council for the period 2018-2020. Fully committed to universally established principles and values in the area of human rights, we will continue playing an active and constructive role in international human rights fora, including by sharing our own experience and best practices from the process of transformation my country successfully came through since 1989. I thank you for your attention.